Many scientists believe that the problem of climate change is huge, but Princeton University's Michael Oppenheimer is among those scientists who believe it is solvable.
Number one, there is no magic bullet. There's no one technology that's going to get us out of the problem. But number two, there are a lot of small pieces that can be put together.
Oppenheimer is a member of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that, along with former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, received this year's Nobel Peace Prize. He is also part of the Carbon Mitigation Initiative. It's a joint project of Princeton University, British Petroleum, and the Ford Motor Company that developed what is called the wedge concept to stabilize the environment. Each wedge in this concept represents a different way that emissions can be reduced by 1 billion tons a year. By doubling fuel efficiency for automobiles worldwide, carbon emissions could be lowered one wedge. And by adding 50 times more wind generators to replace coal plants, the carbon emissions from the production of electricity would be lowered another wedge. Turn another 1,400 coal-fired plants into cleaner natural gas plants, another billion tons saved. Project scientists have identified 15 wedges. They say that any seven of them together could stabilize global emissions at current levels by 2050.
Take small baby steps today, somewhat bigger steps tomorrow, and even bigger steps 20 and 30 years from now, we can eventually get on a path that'll stabilize the climate.
The steps or wedge options include greater reliance on nuclear power, more efficient farming, use of cleaner technologies, reversing rainforest destruction, and capturing and storing carbon emissions underground. Scientists say the steps needed to level off carbon emissions, though painful, are affordable. Al Gore and all those honored by the Nobel Committee agree the longer the world waits, the more costly the solutions will be. Paul Sisko, VOA News.